This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Pentagon says a new Army manual will specifically prohibit the kind of abuse that took place at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The infamous photographs of U.S. soldiers abusing Iraqi detainees were made public 1 year ago today. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Stephen Cambone, Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the Army is preparing a new interrogation manual. Cambone said that the Pentagon also has published interim guidance on the issue for all military services.
So we have, in fact, taken both at the service level and the joint level the steps to begin to properly arrange this.
According to an Army spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Martin, that service's new manual takes into account lessons learned not just from Abu Ghraib, but from other detention facilities as well, including Guantanamo Bay. Martin says the manual, the first revision in 13 years, is near completion, but the new rules already are being taught, he says, at combat training centers. Senator John McCain, an Arizona Republican, asked Cambone today whether the new guidance would apply to detainees being held secretly by the CIA at a U.S. military facility. Cambone said it would.
It makes plain that the rules that are applied by that command apply at that command in those places where that command is responsible for the individual in the facility.
So that assumes there will be no more so-called ghost prisoners in our military prisons?
Sir, to the extent that we can assure you of that, well, I'm here to do that for you.
The various investigations of prisoner abuse over the past year basically have exonerated senior Pentagon leaders. McCain alluded to that with this comment.
So we didn't do anything wrong, but we won't do it again.
The Arizona Republican welcomed news of the Army's revised manual, but McCain said the United States needs a uniform policy on interrogation techniques that would cover all branches and agencies of government.
Evil people all over the world are using Abu Ghraib as an excuse for their own behavior as well as continuing to harm the reputation of the United States. So it's important that we have clear and all-encompassing procedures for the treatment of prisoners.
Senator John Warner of Virginia, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, concurred. Warner said he would include that issue in the committee's next hearing on prisoner abuse. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.